This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Carver, those were double coffee lugs that got caught in my tracker when I was having that emotional moment about Le'Veon Bell. Did you hear the double throat lug get caught in my tracker?
I did hear that.
That was hot coffee creamer lug that came up through and got caught.
You were very upset about the Bell situation.
So. I'm not done yet either.
You shouldn't be.
Let me tell you something. If you think I'm kidding about this selfish
You're not kidding.
I am so done with him. All you people in Pittsburgh can root for him all you want. I'm done. I'm done with it. You can have him. He's yours. Go ahead. Because I will never, on the face of the earth, as long as I'm alive, root for that guy again. Because he's a backstabbing, hack, no-show, selfish. I mean, he is the biggest prima donna in the NFL, bar none, that this guy, I mean, he should at the very least, him and his agent can rot in hell, as far as I'm concerned, both of them together. They should be lovers. Because anyone that's given him advice, don't show up at all until whatever, week 10 when he gets his money. Okay, he's going to get his money anyway, this piece of shack. Honestly, the two of them should go off and run off with one another. And I'll tell you another guy that should join them. And I'm telling you, I will root against him for the rest of my life. Wherever he goes, I will make that team my number one hit list. And I will spend all hours of the day waiting for his career to end in a bad way. And I'm not even kidding. Do you think I'm kidding? Do you think I'm just, I can't believe this guy would say that. Well, what else have I not said on this show over 35 years? I root for his death. And let me tell you something else. In football, I don't really want him to die as a human being. I want his football career to end. How's that sound? And that's as mean as I can get. I want nothing to do with him. And people are like, are you crazy? You better believe I'm crazy. I am crazy and I mean it. And all you people in Pittsburgh can kiss my ass because I'm from there too and I'll fight you. And let me tell you something else. He should be hanging out with that loser Vontae Davis. Speaking of just gigantic D's, this guy, how about this guy? He should be on the jet ski, on the back end of the jet ski with Le'Veon Bell, tonguing him. The two of them should be making out because you know what? He's just like Bell, this selfish hack. How about this guy in the middle of the game quitting the NFL in the middle of a game? It's the first time I've ever seen that in my entire career. Some guy quits at halftime. He retired on his own. He went in a, what did he do, go in the locker room and call ESPN and tell him he was retiring? Because they ran with it right on the ticker all day that he quit.
Yeah, he walked out. He went, threw his clothes on and left. And then,
what a pee.
And then had the stones to go and put up some, like, retirement post on Instagram or something like, you know, my body, I just couldn't do it anymore, coming back from injury. Shut up. You left 52 guys sitting in that locker
stranded
room, and they were getting their teeth kicked in again, all right? That's another problem, but still, you got 52 guys who are your teammates getting their teeth knocked in by the Chargers, and you just don't come out for the second half? Is this guy serious?
And was he starting? Of course he was.
Yeah, well, they only dressed four cornerbacks yesterday. That's the coach, moron, that he's been the last 2 weeks. But he didn't play week against the Raiders.
Suddenly a crack in the seal with
your
coach.
A little crack in the seal with the coach. A little.
We got a little leak?
Little leak. But this clown.
Why? You don't like the way that he's making decisions about what?
I don't know. There's just some things that they're doing that are like I get that what their plan is, but, like, can you just make it seem like you're not completely purposely trying to lose every week?
I mean, like, they look like an 0-16 team.
Like, what are you doing? Like, I know that there's more talent on that team than they've shown the last 2 weeks. I know
that
there is.
Do you think they're going to get obliterated in Minnesota?
Oh, they're going to get destroyed.
They're getting 16
they're
gonna and a
half. They're going to lose by 30.
By 30.
I would not take the Bills getting that 16 and a half. I wouldn't be surprised that goes up by Sunday. You might get more than that. I'm telling you, don't do it. Lay it. Lay it with the Vikings. I'm laying it.
You're laying 16 and a half.
I'd lay 20.
In an NFL game.
I'd lay 20.
20.
They're going to get destroyed.
So 20's your limit.
20's my limit. 21, I'll take.
I cannot lay 20 points in an NFL game. I can't do it. They scored twice, and you're going to cover.
I will tell you, though, I was happy with the kid for a couple of the drives in the second half. I don't know if it
they
meant
scored
that,
twice.
I don't know if it meant anything because of where the game was at that point. But I actually was, like, after the game, because I told you this 1,000 times.
Right.
I don't care about wins and losses this year. All I care about is seeing that this guy can play in the NFL and not get completely embarrassed like Peterman was in his two starts. And he actually had some drives yesterday where he moved the football, showed some toughness, showed his arm a little bit. They're going to lose games, but if I see that every week, I'll be okay. But Vontae Davis, please.
Yeah, you want him to hook up with Le'Veon?
Please, just go on the jet ski with Le'Veon. I can't believe he had the stones to write that
can
thing on
Instagram.
Can we
have an all-selfish prima donna team that we could create in the NFL with players like Le'Veon Bell and Vontae Davis? Is there anybody else you want to throw on there?
What a clown.
Do you think I'm wrong about Le'Veon Bell?
I don't think you're wrong. I honestly believe that this Le'Veon Bell thing, it's sabotaging the Steelers season. Like, I think it just – I get it. He's not out on the field playing defense, and their defense was embarrassing yesterday. You know what that defense looked like yesterday? The same one that got routed by the Jaguars in the playoff game
right. Last
year. That looked like the same exact defense.
Same thing.
Same thing.
They couldn't stop him ever.
It seems like it's all spiraling out of control right now for the Steelers, and it starts with Tomlin. He should have told those guys right at the start, don't talk about Bell. We're not talking about it. And the whole offensive line went out there before the first game and took whacks at
Bell.
Him. And they started doing it. And it's all kind of just spiraled from there. Like, it's just gotten worse and worse.
So some guy's saying that Barrett Robbins is like Vontae Davis, and I don't think so because the guy, he never showed up for the Super Bowl. He just never showed up for the game. And they said he was crazy or something, and he was bipolar, and he had remember, he didn't show up for the Super Bowl?
Nobody has ever quit in the middle of the game.
In the middle
People
of the game.
Have quit in the middle of a season, not in the middle of a game.
Rick in Atlanta.
Hey, what's up, Scott?
Hey, dude.
I kind of feel like this guy that quit in the middle of the game, maybe he was just like, man, I just can't go back out there and say, because the only other thing would be to go out there and refuse to go on the field. Because I think that's what his mindset was, that he was just not going to go back.
Well,
on the field.
He could have just said to the coach, I can't go. I'm hurt. And then after the game, retired. And it would have gone over better if he lied. Because if he lied, no one would know he's such a pee. I mean, who does that?
Yeah.
At halftime, he just grabbed his stuff and left and got an Uber home. I mean, honestly, that was really insulting. Like, it's the same kind of stuff as Bell. He doesn't show up. It's all about him, and his teammates can go rot in hell. That's what I think of that guy, that he stranded his team, and he's not a Pittsburgh Steeler to me. He's not a Steeler. He's not. He's already on the Jets or Colts or wherever the hell he's going to get all that money. And I can't wait till he runs out of steam and he doesn't matter anymore. Because right now, he's got an ego the size of the United States of America, and he thinks he's better than everybody, and that's his problem. And same as Vontae Davis. Thinks he can do that and insult everyone's intelligence that busts their ass on that team every day and goes to work. He doesn't want to go to work is what that is. And then the same with Bell. He just wants to party and slap some booty ass at the strip club and throw $100 bills around. It's embarrassing. It's a real bad look, if you ask me, for a professional athlete. Barrett Robbins, the difference is he didn't show up for the Super Bowl. Like, he freaked out.
Yeah, he didn't show up. But I think that with Le'Veon Bell, I think he's thinking that he's gonna get that money back somehow if he signs with if he gets a new contract.
He's not gonna get a contract from the Steelers. He's gonna get it somewhere else. He's done with the Steelers. They'll never give him another penny. He's gonna get $14.5 million this year. That's it. He'll never get another penny out of him. They're not giving him a contract. He keeps asking for money. He's not getting it from the Steelers. He's going to get it in free agency. He's leaving. And then watch what happens to the running back who thinks he can still play for 5 more years and put up big numbers. It doesn't ever happen. They all end up, it's simple. When they hit 30, they're finished. Name one that isn't. Like these guys, I'm not buying Adrian Peterson. Yesterday was the Adrian Peterson that we're going to get all year. Average at best. He's finished.
I think he'll have a good game every now and then. I mean, that's it. That's where he's at right now, and that's where most guys that get to his, you know, that much.
The only running backs that do well in the NFL, in my opinion, are young ones. So from the age of 23 to 28, they're great, and when they hit 30, they don't matter. That's it. Their body takes too much abuse.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.